Derek Keenan. Derek, how you doing?
Good. How are you? That's strictly coincidence.
Well, I was using your words, so that's why I could say that. Because when I asked you earlier, you said it was really just a coincidence. But you are the only guy who's won Coach of the Year three times, so you might be a little bit humble in that. But now you take on Colorado, who is definitely playing better than Minnesota or Calgary. They got, you know, three offensive guys that are dynamic in Jones and, of course, John Grant Jr., future Hall of Famer, and Drew Westerwelt, bigger bodies who I think present a much different challenge than Minnesota or Calgary's offense. How do you match up defensively against them differently than you would Calgary or Minnesota?
Yeah, they, especially on the left side with Jones and Grant, and they've really learned to play with one another out there in terms of kind of reading each other. And I think John Grant really reads Adam Jones, gets open, gets him the ball quickly. And then on the other side, for Westerwelt, he's just a big, strong, fast guy who's difficult to handle one-on-one. So, you know, we'll try and get matchups. You know, we like to get ball pressure on Grant. And that's really important for us to do that. And then, you know, from there, it just comes down to our team defense and sticking to our principles. And, you know, we find when we try to make other teams play fast and pressure them, and we have our help in the right positions, we're a really good group. But when we sit back, you know, we're not as effective. We want to try to eliminate ball swings from side to side. That's what tends to generate offense in the league now. So, and they've really changed things a bit in terms of they're running a lot more pick and roll game than they have in the past. And they still like their one-on-one isolations, but they do a lot of bumping in the middle, and so we'll have to be prepared for that as well. But they are definitely, you know, the top scoring team in the league. I think I'm about 17.5 a game, so they can sure light it up, and we need to be at our best on the back.
At the start of the year, Derek, you said the one thing you wanted from your defense is to be better at crucial times of the game. Have you seen that so far this year?
I definitely think the last two games, yeah. Yeah, I think we've gotten better as games have gone on. We've had two games in a row with excellent fourth quarters and good second halves. And you know, a lot of that's been Aaron Bold as well. I really thought the New England game, where it was pretty close and they had some really good looks, and Aaron made some big saves, and then we were given the opportunity to take the game over from a transition and offense perspective. So he's key, obviously, as well, because you can't stop everybody in this league, and guys are going to get shots, and at times going to get quality looks, and there's going to be power plays, and that's where your goaltender has to be big for you.
Derek Keenan, GM and head coach of the Rush, joins us. They're in Colorado tonight to take on the Mammoth. Speaking of your goaltender, Aaron Bold, you know, definitely the last two games has been, well, three games this year, he's allowed less than 10 goals. I don't know how you can evaluate him, but is he doing anything different, or is he pretty much just kind of the same Aaron Bold from last season?
I think he's the same. You know, he did have some later in the season, had some late game. I wouldn't call them collapses, but some hiccups, and I think he's really focused on that and in terms of, you know, what's next and not getting, you know, rattled when he gets a couple thrown by him. And I think he's done a good job with the mental part of it, and hopefully he continues to do that. And but I mean, other than that, like style wise and the way he plays, he's a calm goaltender. He doesn't jump around. He plays his angles well, but at the same time, he's very athletic and quick, so he can make the quick save inside. And so you know, I mean, I think it's just been pretty much the same Aaron. You know, he's always super fit and prepares himself mentally and physically for every game.
Offensively, Derek, 17 goals the last two games. You'll definitely be happy with it. Mark Matthews, 16 points in those games. Ben McIntosh, 15 points. Zach Greer, the last game, looked like he started to kind of get going. Have you guys been talking to him, doing anything to get him to the level that you expect him to be at?
Yeah, I think he's getting, you know, the ball on the stick a little bit more. He's catching. When he catches the ball while he's moving on the run, he's very difficult to stop. And the other thing, too, is he's getting healthy. He was a little bit banged up early in the year. He hurt his foot in training camp, and he's had a bad back. But now he's pretty much 100%, so I think that's helped. And he's obviously, it seems like, you know, when Zach has good games, we pretty much always win. And, you know, he's he's a key factor there, I think. So, and certainly the last couple of games, he's made major contribution. And you know, I think he's the guy in the last game that really took the game over in the fourth quarter and put it away for us. So, dynamic player, as I said. I think the key for him is to always be moving, catching the ball, and then running, attacking the net.
McIntosh is a rookie, but 15 points in his last two games, including 8 goals, Derek. Has he made the transition to the pro level even quicker than you thought he would?
I think so, yeah. And I think it's been I knew he was going to score goals. He's always scored goals at every level. And I think it's the other parts of the game that I've been impressed with. You know, he's a good playmaker, really good in transition to defense, very responsible. Really starting to grasp our concepts on offense, and then at the same time building some cohesion with the other players out there that sometimes takes, you know, a full year to do, but he seems to have that. Fortunately, you know, he's played with a couple of guys before. He's played with Robert Church his whole life, and he played a year junior with Mark and a couple of years with Riley Lowen as well in junior. So there's a bit of natural chemistry there, but it's building, and he's been, you know, he's been very, very good for us. And he's a real mature young man, and he prepares himself well, and he's been, I think, as we expected, but probably even a little bit more.
Head coach, GM of the Rush, Derek Keenan, joining us. They're back in action in Edmonton on Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, family day game. If you have kids, they're 12 and under. They get in free if you buy your tickets through the box office before the game. Derek, you mentioned Riley Lowen, another guy who had a kind of a breakout game for him this season. You know, he was solid for your team last year, does a lot of the small things away from the ball, and maybe doesn't get the offensive accolades because of the other guys you have. But, you know, his outside shot's starting to become something that teams have to be very leery of.
Yeah, I agree. He's, you know, as you said, he does a lot of that dirty work to clear space for Matthews and Greer. And then when teams start, you know, collapsing down and collapsing in, you know, he's been getting kick-out passes from those guys, and he's been finishing those shots. And that's when you start doing that, and you know, combined with his inside game, where he's very good, catches things well inside, finishes well, developing a good one-on-one game too. He's becoming another, you know, complete player as well, and certainly it makes it a handful for teams to defend us when we get contributions from everyone on the floor. So he's been one of those guys, I think, too, that, you know, second year with the team and feeling more comfortable and with the players out there with him, and certainly making a major contribution.
What's the strength of Colorado's defense tonight? How do you expect them to attack your offense?
Well, they like to step up early in possessions, and when they do that, they can create a lot of turnovers. So we need to be really sound with the ball and make good fundamental decisions, as well as play with smart speed, I call it. You know, we don't want to run into traps and double teams, but we want to make sure that we get spacing and then an attack from there. But their first and third quarter, they're very good at stepping up to center. We get a couple D guys on early, and they can create some problems. I think that'll be the key. And then from there, their transition game has been outstanding. And, you know, Capito and Cam Holding and Creighton Reed and these guys have been scoring goals in bunches, and we need to take care of that. And that's the job of the offense. So we need to take care of the ball and avoid high turnovers and, you know, bad shots at the end of clocks, and make sure that we're taking care of that. Because that's, I think that's been the biggest improvement in their game, is their transition game, and they're getting, you know, they're getting offense out of it. When you add that to their already potent offense up front, then they're a handful. But, you know, we see some things we think we can do against them when they're in check defensive systems, and we'll try to attack that for sure.
The transition game, that's something that, you know, you talked about. Your team's transition game, is it where it's at now that you're back to kind of your regular lineup, Derek, or would you like your guys to run the floor a bit more?
No, I think we've been pretty good. I think we were a little slow out of the gate first couple games, and I think we've been good. I mean, we're getting goals. We're getting opportunities. We're making teams chase us, you know, and you're starting to see our guys that, you know, last year made it really hard on other teams in terms of transition to defense, like, you know, obviously Corbeil and Dilks and Johnny LaFontaine, Adrian Sarchetti last week did a great job. Jeremy Thompson, you know, he got a goal last week. So when those guys are pushing tempo up the floor and making good decisions, it really it creates the same thing. I mean, it makes it difficult because I think we're going to get our looks on offense 5-on-5 sets, but when we can contribute from the back end, it makes it hard to play against.
Derek, Bob Snyder has emerged like his brother as a really good face-off guy, and in lacrosse, possession is so key. What do you do to try to counter? I'm not sure Jeremy Thompson could just flat out win it individually. How key are the other guys in the face-offs tonight? Is Colorado winning with one-on-one face-offs or more with the other four guys getting to loose balls?
He's a bit of both. Jeremy's done pretty well against him in the past, so it's a pretty even matchup. But he's more inclined to try and get it to someone coming in than to pick it straight up. But he's also capable of that, you know. And he scored a goal like that last week, right off the faceoff. And those are the ones you want to avoid because they're momentum swings. You know, our plan is to always, you know, if you're not going to win the ball, you just don't give up goals. And so we'll set it up that way. Jeremy, he likes to be aggressive as well. Like, he can catch other teams, that the Calgarys and the Colorados that have good face-off guys. He can catch them at times when he wins a queen and going the other way. He can create out of that too. So we'll look to do that, but at the same time, our objective is to not get scored on and allow our defense to play and go from there on that.
Is Jeff Cornwall going to play tonight?
He's in tonight, yeah. He's in. LaFontaine is out. He's the hamstring. He pulled a couple weeks ago. Still isn't ready. So Sarchetti will go in his place, which we're pretty comfortable with as well.
And is it nice having maybe two kind of bigger bodies like that, because Colorado has so many big offensive guys?
It is. And we really like the way Adrian played 2 weeks ago. We're a very good defense, really starting to understand the system now and feel more comfortable and confident in it. And then what he brings in transition, you know, real fast, good playmaker, can finish, and we're super fit guy. So he's. I mean, having Jeff back, he's been a big part of this team now for a while. And big body, physical, runs the floor well, and very good defender. So you need those guys against Colorado. As you said, they have some tough matchups.
And Cornwall, you don't see many open floor hits in lacrosse, and he had two of them against Calgary. A physical presence like that's huge on the back end.
It is, yeah. He's real good reading opportunities to do that. You know, he keeps his stick down. He's good clean hits, and unfortunately had one of them against Calgary, got hurt, but he's back. You know, he's 100% feeling well, and and he's another guy that when you talk about push the ball up the floor, and then when you play these guys, it's important because you got to get through their press, and we have a guy there that can run by people with authority, so nice to have him back too.
And lastly, is the plan to have Bold play both games, or are you going to give Carlson a start on Sunday?
Well, right now, I mean, having the day in between makes the decision easier. We'll see how tonight goes, but Aaron's been solid, and he's fit, and again, a day in between kind of helps with that decision, but we'll see. I mean, we've got to get Carlson. He's been a great team guy, and he's looked good in practice, so we'll get him an opportunity here at some point going forward. Hopefully it's not tonight where we have to change momentum or anything, but you never know. You just got to be ready.
Well, Derek, best of luck tonight and on Sunday.
Okay, thanks very much.